Do you ever wonder why you can't seem to figure out how to budget?
Do you feel paralyzed about where to even start?
Have you tried budgeting and it just doesn't work? Like the bank account doesn't actually match what you wrote down?
Today's episode is for you then. We're going to tell you the exact first step you need to take before you even begin budgeting.
Yeah, and we're going to tell you why. We're going to explain why.
Yeah, this episode is going to give you the action item you can do to set yourself up for budget success so that hopefully this time the budget will actually work.
Yeah. And if you're already budgeting, you can use this episode to do a check-in. Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt-free, but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know, plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast. You guys, we're so excited to let you on a little teeny tiny little bit of secret. We're kicking off group coaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. So before, the only way you could work with us was really one-on-one coaching. And we had our budget template that you could purchase, which is our course. But now we have another way. We're so excited to be able to offer this program where you work with us twice a month.
Yes, this is the opportunity to have 2 group coaching sessions a month. They're each going to be 45 minutes, and we're going to do 2 different styles. So they're going to be two a month. And then the first style is called Spotlight Coaching. A lot of times when we have these free calls, you guys come on and you have a specific budget. So we can tell you overall what to do. We can tell you all that. But what do I do with my hands in my life with my money? And so when you have specific budget questions, you can come in and submit those. And then we can answer your specific question and guide you through what to do about it.
The second session is going to be all about building the budget for the following month, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to craft your budget as a team. You can even submit those as a for review, like you could the Spotlight Coaching questions. Your budget will have a chance to maybe be the one that we work on that session.
Absolutely. And even if we don't get to yours, we'll still be able to have Q&A at the end, because it might be like, I have a wedding and I have spring break and I have this. What am I supposed to do? And those are the kind of things that when you have questions about what you're actually doing, this is the program that's going to help you. Plus, it's going to be great. You're going to get to have other people around you. It's a place where you can feel like you're not alone and you're all on the same page trying to tackle it. But you're actually doing the work that requires that's going to help you keep accountable, too.
Yeah. And it's a great place to start if you're unsure about one-on-one or if you're just starting out budgeting. And the best part is our founder's rate.
Yeah. So we're starting with whoever the first people to start up, you're going to get locked in at $57 per month. So that's the founder's rate. We're excited. You're going to help us grow. So we are understanding that we don't know exactly what you really want as far as this group coaching program. So we're going to learn as we go. We're going to make adjustments in the first couple months to make it as good as we can. And that's why there's a founder's rate of 57. And then once we figure everything out, we'll probably bump that up. But for now, girl,
you
go
guys
get that
get
founder's rate.
Yeah,
or man, girl or boy.
Yeah. Fine. And so the website to go to for that is budgetbesties.com.
We're so excited because that's the name, Budget Besties.
I know.
And we are working on a lot of things when it comes to our brand and our business. But this one, we're so excited about. So yeah.
Like we've saved this domain, y'all. Like we're ready to use it.
So budgetbesties.com to find out more. Vanessa, don't you remember what it was like with budgeting and not even knowing how to start or where, and not having any idea where your money is going? It's gone. That part, but like the beginning part of where did it go or what should I do with it? Do you remember how frustrating that was in the beginning?
I do. I remember how like my husband's money would come in and it would just dwindle away. And I'm like, but where? And then I would go back and scroll through one account and scroll and scroll and look for all this stuff. And I'm like, this isn't working. Whatever we're doing isn't working. And then he would get bonuses every quarter. And basically we tried to help that would stay in the checking account and it would just last us. It didn't have a job. It just was extra, right? Mm. And so it just lasted us through the next quarter. But it wasn't working because we would run out of money.
Yeah. And you, if you've been around for any length of time, that the word extra is not in our vocabulary. There's no extra money. It's all planned. So totally. And we just know that for a lot of people, budgeting or having a budget feels like a guessing game. Like, sure, I can put some numbers down there, but I don't actually know what they really should be. I don't know if I'm on the right track. I don't know if it's going to work, all of that kind of stuff. And so a lot of times you just don't even know where to start.
Right. Yeah, you don't even make a budget because you don't know how to make a budget and you don't know where to get your numbers from. It's not going to be realistic. So when you go to make a budget or try to make a budget, you don't even know what to put down.
Mm-mm. And if you put things down, usually it doesn't work. It's not, it's either just out of thin air or you're trying to be all, I'm not going to spend much money. I probably don't spend that much. So you put it in there. It's not realistic. And that's why you fail. We actually just had Monica on the podcast recently. And that was her thing is I kept running out of money. Well,
how much are you budgeting?
Yeah, you got to budget more. It's not, oh, I failed at budgeting. It's no, you just need the right amounts to be in your budget so you can feel successful. And that's really how we like everybody to start is with a little bit bigger of a number so that you can dwindle that down once you get more discipline if you want. But anyway, the point is you don't know where to start. You're guessing all these numbers. And that's why it feels like it's not working. It feels like you're failing, but guess what? You're not.
And what we hear is that they will try one time. Mm-hmm. People will try this one time and then they stop. Because they think, like Shana said, they failed. And what we want to encourage you is to keep going because it gets better. But there is a step that you're missing as to why it was so hard to begin with.
Yeah. So that step is, you may have heard us say it before, you're going to do the 90-day review. Mm-hmm. The 90-day review is going to give you all of your actual numbers. And it's going to help you to start the budget with the right numbers, with the right mindset, everything. It's such a great process. And we're here to tell you a little, again, how to do it.
What is the 90-day review? It is printing out your bank statements and or credit card statements, if you're using those, to figure out where all your money is going.
Yeah, from the last 3 months. So 90 days is really important because you want to get a good look. So maybe last month was Christmas, depending on when you're listening to this, or last month. Spring break or whatever. There can be some anomalies. So you want at least 3 months to really get a good picture.
Good average.
A good average of what really your life is like. You're going to go, like Vanessa said, you're going to get your bank statements that you, like the checking account that you spend all your money. And your credit card statements, if you're still using those.
Maybe plural.
You're going to print them all out. You're going to get excited. You're going to get ready to get nerdy. You're going to be celebrating being nerdy.
Put some music on. Maybe get a beverage.
Do something. Just get ready. Just dive in. And honestly, you should really not need more than an hour. We're saying that. But if you have an hour to really go through this, you'll probably be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's good. So that's the first thing you're going to, like Shana said, you're going to print it out. Have a moment with it, be at peace with it. And then you're going to categorize. This is a fun part, right? So these are the supplies you need.
Only nerds say this is the fun part. But anyway.
Yeah. And so one of the supplies that you'll need are highlighters. So you're going to categorize everything that you're about to look at into a couple different categories. And so you're going to do one for bills, spending, restaurants, debt, groceries, gas, and savings.
Yeah. So really what, you know, when we teach you how to budget, we have 5 categories, right? Mm-hmm. You have your debt, you have your income, obviously, you have your debt, your bills, you have savings buckets, and then you have spending. But spending is where we're really going to get some good, because the thing is, you do want to know your bills, because when you're going to build your budget, you're going to want those. But we want to add up the different spending categories as well. So we need those broken down. So the main ones that you're going to have is what you're spending personally, what your restaurants are, and what your gas and groceries are. Those 4 things are very good numbers to start. You're going to start highlighting those so you can get good numbers for the month. But there might be other spending in there that you can highlight and you'll be able to categorize that. It's called your kids.
And your Uber Eats, y'all.
It's your Uber Eats. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's what you go to Target, what you're doing at Target, whatever. So what you're going to do is you're going to go through those and highlight each transaction into whatever category that it belongs so that you can have all of that data. What are they going to do with it once they have it?
Hold on. We missed the step. You have to have a different highlighter color for every category. I think that's really important.
It is important. And you might want to have a key code. When you have the map and the, what is that called? The legend?
Yes.
Like you can just have a key code. It's all fine. We're here for it. Okay.
But it'll be fun. So it'll be easier
again
when you go to total it up.
I know.
So I'm a nerd. It's fine. But when you go to total it up, being able to see those different colors and easily total like all the blue, all the yellow, whatever, it'll just be nice and organized.
It will be. So then what you're going to do is go total up those categories. So get your calculator on, put some glasses on if you want, get into the vibe of being a nerd. You can get a pocket protector if you need one, whatever needs to happen. And you're going to total up each category.
Mm-hmm.
And then
we get to pause and reflect about what is happening in our life.
Yes.
And how we're spending our money.
And we've had a lot of our clients go through this process, and it is very eye-opening.
Yeah.
And you can just, and we've said it before, there's no reason to shame yourself or get down in the dumps. But once you do look at those numbers, you're probably going to have a moment. You're going to be a little upset, maybe a little angry, a little like, really? Am I spending $3,000 eating out a month? Okay, didn't know that. So it's fine, because that's why you're doing this. So don't get down on yourself. Get ready to make improvements and do a good job. But that is going to be some time for reflection.
This might be a really good time to pause and go for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And then answer the questions that we're going to give you next.
Yeah. So what we want to look at is what I'm doing now. So we're going to, with this pause and reflection, we're not thinking about the future. We're not thinking about what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. We're thinking about, what am I doing right now? Look at those numbers. What do they tell you? Mm-hmm. What are those numbers saying? What do they say to you? Because it's different for every person, how they make you feel.
Yeah. Is this showing you where your priorities are in life? Does your spending habits match your goals and what you and your husband and the vision that you guys had, mm-hmm. what you wanted to create and have in your life?
Is it telling you, I don't know how to say no to my kids? Is it telling you, I don't know how to say no to myself? Is it telling you, I'm too busy? Or I'm making excuses about why we have to eat out so much? There's different things that might tell you.
Yeah.
That's what you need to figure out. And then you're going to say, what am I taking away mm-hmm. from this data? Okay, that wasn't my favorite information
right.
that I just got. What am I taking? What am I learning? What am I going to take away?
How am I choosing to see this?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the next question is, and this is a big one. It's like, from this data of what is now, what do I want to be? What am I going to be? What do I want to be doing from mm-hmm. this point on different? So that way, my life looks different. My budgeting life, my finances, mm-hmm. everything looks different from this point on, this one new budget that you're going to make for yourself.
Yeah. And so with those numbers, are actually going to help you set up your new budget,
yeah.
which we're not going to get into today. But they're all the categories that you're going to need for the budget.
Like the starting point. It's the foundation.
Yeah.
You can't make a budget without knowing what you're doing.
Yeah. So like Vanessa said, that was what you're doing. Now you're going to see, what do I want to do? What do I want to do? And the way you figure that out is you set realistic numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you might have been spending $1,000 eating out. Now I know I have more goals. I have more mm-hmm. important things I want to do with my money. So when I balance that with what I was doing, what's a good medium? What's a good middle point? Because you don't want to go, oh, I'll never eat out again.
And yeah, this new budget is going to have a $200 eating out budget. Like,
yeah.
That's unrealistic.
Yeah, we don't want to make the gap too much.
Right.
So we want to walk you. You might get to the point where you get down to a $200 budget. But you need to set realistic numbers so that you can walk that down without going into shock.
That's what my next question was, and maybe you're asking, why not? Why can't I go that all in? And why can't I go that hardcore or scarcity mindset? Because it doesn't work. Like, we're just here to tell you, we've seen it enough that it's not going to work. You're going to feel restricted. You're going to hate it and you'll quit.
Mm-hmm.
So if Shana said, if you can find that middle ground
yeah.
and say, I've been spending $1,000, that's much, like that's a thought. I understand I can't go 100 or 200, but maybe we can start with $500, $600 and mm-hmm. see how that serves
yeah.
my family.
And I told two clients, because they both said that this week during sessions, they said, I still have money in my wallet. And I said, that's one of my favorite lines to
yeah.
hear, is I still have money left over from before I got the next funded, whatever, the next budget, next paycheck plan. We don't want to get too complicated because you're not there yet. But what I'm saying is because they set a realistic budget, they were able to not only mm-hmm. stick to it, but still have money left over. And guess what that does? That builds confidence. That builds like, oh, I can do this.
Yep.
It builds. She did say, she specifically said, we don't feel so restricted. We don't feel like we had to give everything up the way that you set this up, which we set it up, but it's obviously their money and their decision. It's going to be yours too. Set it up to where you can make progress on your goals, but it's not too restrictive, so that you can learn to trust yourself. Like, sometimes what's happened is I've set these goals. I've said I was going to do something, and then I keep failing at doing
right.
it or not doing it the right way. And so then I'm so hard on myself. I don't trust that I'm going to do it. We want to do the opposite. We want to make this almost too easy to not mess up, mm-hmm. to mess up.
Especially at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, you have to make it that way.
Yeah.
Because Shana said, we have so many clients that won't even put their bills on auto pay yet because they don't trust themselves.
Yeah.
And, or they won't. There was another thing that one of my clients, she's, I'm not there yet. And I'm like, you will get to the point where
yeah.
you trust yourself enough to be able to make this decision, but you were not there yet.
Yeah.
And I did have a client, I've been working with her for a couple months, and finally, they have set all their accounts up and got everything going. And I said, okay, how was this month? And she said, it was amazing. I didn't even use all my pocket mm-hmm. money, where normally I'm blowing it out of the water.
Yep.
And she said, it's because now I've designated money for my kids. I've designated money for the haircuts. I've designated money to go out as a family and have
yep.
ice cream. And it's not coming from my pocket money.
Yep.
And I'm like, yes, that's the point.
Yeah. And that's a good point. When you go through everything, see what you're spending on your kids, because for a lot of you, you feel like your spending is out of control, but it's actually your spending on your kids is out of control because you're not planning it. You have no idea what's coming. So it's always messing up your budget. Mm-hmm. So make sure you mark that as well. So now what you're going to do is you're going to look, if you have your spouse, you're going to talk about, okay, what's realistic, babe? Look at what we're actually doing. What do we want to say as a couple that is our goal, what we're going to stick to, what we can do? And that is when you're going to be ready to set up your budget. You're going to have all of these categories, all of the numbers, and you're going to be able to set up your budget.
And you're going to feel good about it. You're going to know that, okay, I'm starting my budget with numbers, like
actual data.
Right. Yeah. From data that I have pulled from the last 3 months. And so now I have a foundation of what numbers I want to put into this new budget, which is something that a lot of they don't do. People don't do that. They just go make a budget and then they don't even know what those numbers mean. So we're excited for you guys.
Yes, we are. And if you have questions, you can email us info@myidealbalance.com. And don't forget, if you have questions and you want some accountability, you want us to help you out on this process, you can sign up for group coaching. We're launching it right now. Yeah. So right now is the cheapest rate you're ever going to get for it. You can lock that in for life, $57 a month for two different sessions with us that you can bring your individual stuff, bring your individual problems, hear from other people that are going through the same thing with you. You're just going to love it.
Yeah, we're having a bonus kickoff on Friday, guys. And then
March 1st.
And then from there on out, it'll be on Mondays during your lunch hour. And again, like if you miss it, you still get the recordings. Yep. You still get access to the forms and fill out the spotlight coaching and to build your budget. We're so excited to launch this. And like we said before, this the only way you could work with us was through one-on-one coaching. And this is a brand new, very affordable way to do that.
Absolutely. So head on over to budgetbesties.com and get signed up. See you next time.
Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways we can connect.
First, go ahead and take the leap. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. It's on us. We're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat with for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you.
Yep. Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool, girl, to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, sign up for financial coaching now. Guys, this is the one-on-one hand-holding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for.
Yes. So visit myidealbalance.com for all the details, all the links, everything you need to get connected.
And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? Tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this, and we're here to support you every step of the way.